Here at the 2009 Commodity Classic, with me is Rex Liebel, who is Global Marketing Manager for BASF and spoke to the media at a symposium on the science behind Kixor. Now, Rex, what was your goal when you set out to discover the chemistry for Kixor?
Well, our goal was to create a new breed of PPO inhibitor. We believed that that mode of action had a lot more potential than was demonstrated in existing commercial products.
Then what makes it a different breed of PPO inhibitor?
What makes Kixor a new breed of PPO inhibitor are a number of things. One is the broad spectrum of broadleaf weed control that Kixor provides, from small-seeded broadleafs all the way to hard-to-control, troublesome large-seeded broadleaf weeds like annual sunflower, velvet leaf, morning glory, giant ragweed, to name a few.
What does the innovative side chain provide to the chemistry?
The innovative side chain is key to a number of things. First, it provides the foliar activity. We get complete foliar burn down of even larger weeds because of the side chain. The side chain also provides for excellent soil activity for the compound, provides the right combination of soil solution availability, uptake through the root and into the plant to provide complete control, again, of a wide range of broadleaf weeds, from small-seeded broadleaf weeds like pigweed and lamb's quarter to the large-seeded difficult control ones, annual sunflower, velvet leaf, and morning glory. And also, the side chain is key to providing crop selectivity that we have not seen with this mode of action before. For example, Kixor will be the first PPO inhibitor registered for pre-emergence weed control in corn.
Well, overall, what types of results did you see in global field trials for Kixor?
The global field trial results with Kixor were very encouraging. We identified multiple uses in annual crops and specialty crops for Kixor herbicide. In North America, we've tested and will have uses in pre-emergence corn, pre-plant burn down in front of soybeans and cotton, use in specialty crops like tree, nut, and fruit crops. In the western Canadian provinces, we'll have pre-plant burn down for use in cereals. In South America, we'll have a number of uses in, again, soybeans, banana, coffee, and rice. And we'll also have opportunities in Australia as well. So a wide range of geographies will be able to find a fit for Kixor.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from Commodity Classic in Grapevine, Texas.